Thursday, the 1st of March. Got through some of my homework. I'm 3 weeks behind, but couldn't resist a turn of the dials. A rather curious circumstance, but unfortunately a rather common occurrence happened tonight. After hearing a very good rendering of the overture Fingal's Cave by Mendelssohn from Budapest, we picked up the second act of Gounod's Faust and identified the transmission as from Florence after the act. We found it was a relay from a theatre in Turin and was being broadcast from Milan, Trieste, Turin and the rest of the Northern Italian group. As the act we had just heard was rather notable for its bad and slow fading, I tried to get Trieste, Turin and Milan in turn, hoping to obtain more reliable reception. But I was unlucky. Trieste was being heterodyned. Turin was bang on top of London National, and Milan I couldn't find anyhow. So we listened up to the middle of the fourth act from Florence before we went to bed. Saturday the 3rd of March. Mum's vacuum cleaner went funny yesterday, and as the brushes seemed rather worn, I took them to work with me to try to get a new pair. I asked at several shops but was unlucky. So I lengthened the copper springs of the vac when I got home and refitted the old brushes. They don't seem to spark over much. Grandma and Aunts Nora and Ethel are coming over tomorrow to celebrate Grandma's 78th birthday, so I shall have to be back from the run early, about 6 o'clock if possible. Sunday the 4th of March. We started off about 10:20 this morning and, for a change, decided to go into Kent. We crossed the river at Woolwich and made our way up through Eltham and Sidcup to Farningham, where we took my old route almost into Otford. We stopped somewhat short of Rodrow Hill for lunch and repaired a puncture in Brett's rear tyre. Before we got to the bottom of the hill, we turned sharply left to Rotham and climbed up the hill intending to make Gravesend, cross by the LMS ferry to Tilbury and work our way home from there. But after leaving Mepham, we began to have doubts as to whether the ferry would be running on Sundays, so we turned back a little way and turned off for Ridley and Ash. What happened after we left the latter place, I do not know, only that after about 10 miles of coasting and climbing, we found ourselves back on the Folkestone Road, about 3.5 miles from Rotham. As it was getting late, we put on our best speed down to Farningham and climbed up to Swanley Junction, returning the way we had come. We had to light up at Sidcup, and by the time we had reached Woolwich, it was 20 minutes past 7. I reached home just before 8 o'clock. I was wild with myself for not getting back earlier, as I missed the opportunity of joining in the festivities and also seeing Grandma and the others. They left about 15 minutes before I arrived. I was dead whacked tonight, though we couldn't have done much above 50 miles. I suppose it was the climbing that did it. Monday the 5th of March. Partly owing to Grandma's coming over yesterday, and partly to Minthurst's becoming vacant next June, talk at home centres about moving down to Speen to live there. I wonder whether it will all fizzle out, as all the other proposals to get out of Plaistow seem to do, or whether... But I'm a little superstitious, I suppose. I don't like prophesying too riskily. Anyhow, Dad and Mum and I were working out train times and fares from Great Missenden to Baker Street and Liverpool Street, and tomorrow I intend to go to Marylebone to find out the season rates from High Wycombe. Thursday the 8th of March. We had a good play on the radio tonight, Quarrel Island, being about incidents in the last years of Napoleon whilst on St Helena. We also had a very good narrative play on Monday night, The Egypt's Gold. I had a game of chess with Dad tonight. He won. Mum reported that when using the iron tonight, smoke issued from the mains connection and smelt like burning rubber. I investigated the cause and found a short inside the rubber cable just before the adapter. Friday, the 9th of March. Mum says she still has trouble with the vacuum cleaner. A smell of burning issues from it when it has been in use for some time. Listened in tonight to Moscow and also to Sir Oliver Lodge. Saturday, the 10th of March. Went to the premiere this afternoon to see Cicely Courtnage in Aunt Sally. I had to line up for more than 40 minutes to get in the sevenpennies, but I didn't get out again till about 4 hours later. They had Mickey's gala premiere, and I stayed to see it twice. Dad and I had a look over the vacuum again tonight. Personally, I cannot see anything wrong with it. It always did spark well at the commutator. There is certainly a smell like burning enamel, but I think this may only be particles of carbon. Monday the 12th of March. I called in at the Co-op on Friday and bought my new glasses. I certainly can see with them and much appreciated them yesterday. Incidentally, I believe I found out why it is that whenever I get a new pair of stronger spectacles, I'm always frightened of negotiating curbstones. My vision is naturally extended and things are contrasted more. The proportion is normal, although all round things seem smaller and further away. Now, as one walks subconsciously and has a sort of mental estimate as to how far it is from one's eyes to one's feet, it is a little disconcerting to find that the distance is constant, although with the new glasses it appears to be a foot greater. I shall not wear the new spectacles to work, as the others will do for reading, and I read going to and from Paddington Street. I shall therefore use the new ones mostly at weekends and during holiday times. Tuesday the 13th of March. I'm sorry to say that our removal to Speen is all off, for the time being at any rate. It would mean, of course, a daily journey by bike to Missenden, as no buses run that way, and there is a worse service of trains to Wickham, and Dad thinks he couldn't stand it in all weathers. Saturday the 17th of March. We had Will Hay on the radio tonight. Jolly funny as ever. Monday the 26th of March. I'm beginning to get excited about going away at Easter. Yesterday was Palm Sunday. Of course, I'm doing a tour. I'd made up my mind about that at the beginning of the year. Brett and I discussed the matter last Sunday, and we will try, both of us, to get the four consecutive days. The route, as yet, is uncertain, but I think I'd like to go west, as far as Somerset, if possible. Tuesday the 27th of March. Rotten luck. Brett announces that as his firm has such a lot of Easter work on, he can only get Bank Holiday Monday off. That means a revision of the programme, what little was formed. I'll have to think it out. I could, of course, start out Friday and come back a little on Saturday to pick him up. He reckons to be able to start by 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. Or I could have a day out on Friday and come home at night and start afresh with him Saturday afternoon. Anyhow, I'll consider it. Wednesday the 28th of March. Brett and I couldn't settle what to do tonight, so I've arranged for him to come over tomorrow night and agree whatever we plan then. Thursday the 29th of March. Brett came over tonight and we settled that he should call for me as soon after midday as possible on Saturday, and we should catch a train to High Wycombe and so catch up some of the mileage we should lose by starting so late. Friday the 30th of March. Good Friday. Spent the whole day at home cleaning up the bike and getting nearly everything ready in the morning, and in the afternoon miling most of the time. I had a job finding last year's CTC handbook, but found it at last. I'm getting very excited. Saturday the 31st of March. We'd settled to try and catch the 2:25 from Paddington, and I had some qualms about the rush in getting tickets. But Dad had the brainwave of getting tickets at an agency in High Street North, East Ham, and I was able to get them there. Brett arrived by 1:30, and we put on as much spurt as possible across the city and arrived at Paddington Station at 2:15. We had ample time in which to catch the train and reached High Wycombe soon after 3:30. We took the main road to Speen and went down the Devil's Elbow and up Darvill's Hill to Lacey Green, whence we went along the ridge to see the view. As the sun was in our faces, it was a bit misty in the distance, but we sat down a while in a field near the Pink before pushing on to Risborough and had a spot of food. My watch is up to some sort of caper about stopping just lately, so I don't know what time we got to Risborough. About 5:30, I imagine. Anyhow, we pushed on to Tame, which we reached soon after 6, and after an unsuccessful attempt to obtain water to drink from a tap that wouldn't function, we proceeded to Tiddington. As by now the sun had set, we consulted the handbook and found a place at Wheatley going for 3 and 6 bed and breakfast, at which place I am now writing these notes. I hope it is only 3 and 6, but for the sumptuous way we have been dealt with so far, I imagine it to be somewhat more. The country we have passed through has not been particularly exciting, at least after leaving Prince's Risborough. It rather reminds one of Essex, though perhaps that is because we are getting near the river, though I see from the map tonight we are getting near the Cotswolds. The weather has been beautiful. By a curious coincidence, we met Aunt Nora between Wickham and Speen. She had missed the 3 o'clock bus back and was walking it down to Wickham. Mum and Dad intended going to Kenton today, so if they see Auntie Nora, they will at least know we reach Wickham all right.